You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us no matter where you're listening across the state. Perhaps you're in Oshkosh, listening on WISS, WBZH in Hayward, which is near Butternut. Or LAK in Amory. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about a half an hour after the 10:30 news, a segment which has turned into what we call audio sorbet. It's an opportunity for us to take a little cleansing for your ears away from the news. So after the 10:30 news, we're going to love on our state parks. Wisconsin State Parks celebrating 125 years. We want to know about your favorite state park. And then we're going to share the best, worst reviews of Wisconsin State Parks. They're hilarious.
They're really, they'll make you feel so good.
You will die. And then we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the I'm going to mule over this edition. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it has been far too long since she has been on our airwaves. Our friend, she is the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning, kiddo. I'm outstanding. I'm outstanding in a winter coat today, though.
I know.
Surprisingly enough.
It's chilly. Mm-hmm. You are live from our world, Civic Media's world headquarters, overlooking State Street in Madison. So. Yes. One of the reasons why we wanted to have you on, and we're going to get to lighter things in just a little bit, but May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And when we've had you on before, Pam, we've talked about this quite a bit when it comes to Wisconsin farmers and mental health. And we all know our farmers have had a lot of challenges. It seems like
forever.
Always. Yeah, I was going to say the last 10 years. No, it goes even beyond the last 10 years. It's always been tough for farmers. And mental health is one of those things that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about that they're having struggles, that they're having a tough time. What resources are available for Wisconsin farmers, Pam?
Well, and I'll tell you, Jan, it's really particularly strong to me right now after the storms that went through last week in Dodge County, and some of those surrounding areas. And the reason being is right now is really crunch time for a lot of our Wisconsin farmers. They are in the middle of trying to get everything done as far as planting is concerned. Now, put on top of that the tornadoes or straight line winds, whatever they decide it is, that came through that area. I was telling somebody this morning what you don't stop and think about when you look at pictures. Now, social media has been just awash with pictures showing everything from an impaled cow that got caught with a 2x4 right on through to just absolutely demolished barns. And that's tragic. Always tragic. Anytime something like that happens to anybody, farmer or not, it's tragic.
Yep.
But then you stop and think about the prolonged mental stress that farm's going to be under. Stop and think how many farms, when you drive out in Wisconsin these days, you see barns, right? But not all barns have animals in them. Not all barns have plumbing or water or electricity. Definitely don't have milking equipment. So now my barn's gone. Where am I going to take all these cows so that they can get milked twice a day? There's stressor number one. If I happen to have neighbors nearby that have space, now I may have the couple of the barns where we're milking more than a couple hundred cows, family farms that were milking a couple hundred cows. Now I may have cows at three different locations. Now I have to coordinate milk pickup. I have to coordinate milking those cows, veterinary checks. And where did the feed go? When that storm came through, all of my feed likely disappeared with it. And if you take a look outside these days, folks, there's not a lot of things growing that we're going to be able to feed our cows and keep them going. That's why I really think it's important to remind people about the available resources for mental health. You lean on your neighbors are there. The casserole parade is already unfolded. But then there's those moments where you have to say, uh-oh, how am I going to pick myself up, dust myself off, and keep going? And that's why Wisconsin, since the pandemic, I believe really amplified what we've been doing as far as resources for Wisconsin farmers. Now we're almost to the point where it's a maze of, oh my God, I've got all these toll-free numbers, but what do you do? Somebody told me the other day, and I think it's a very, very wise, before you start telling somebody to reach out, call that resource and find out what you're really getting at the end of that phone line.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got a toll-free number, but do they really know agriculture? Do they really know the stressors that you are going through? Whether it's tomorrow we're going to get 1 to 2 inches of rain, that's going to kick us out of the fields. If I'm not even started, that's a stressor. Bring about real life challenges like alcohol, drugs. We're getting older. Now my physical body can't do what I need it to do. All of that mounts. So I always remind people, I feel most confident about the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They have the Farmer Hotline, which I will be giving you the 800 number there. And that really gives a kind of a palette of services for farms. So they'll help you with financial resources if you're struggling to figure out how to pay bills or how to manage debt. They'll also help you with herd health. That's something that nobody talks about. When you are America's Dairyland, a lot of your stress comes from, why can't I fix this with my dairy cows?
Right.
What in the world is wrong here? So they help with that. They also have counseling that's available, and they work through other challenges like transition. How am I going to get the next generation to come along with me, and the dynamics of family business, which is really what 99% of our farms are. Now, that number is 800-942-2474, 800-942-2474. And that one is available basically during business hours, but they always will get back to you. And that's one thing I always like to remind people is they will get back to you. And then there's the other side of things. As I said, when you get older, or you're physically becoming more challenged, now they've started, since the pandemic, a farmer wellness hotline, and that will allow for remote vouchers. So,
oh, that's a great idea.
I just talked to Jess Beauchamp, who is the coolest chick. She is the one that you will likely catch when you call for the farmer wellness helpline. And so Jess is currently building a house right near my home farm, ironically enough, and yet we've never met. Which is hard to say about Abrams, north of Green Bay. But anyhow, so what she was telling me is she is finding more and more farms that are comfortable using a voucher system if they need resources. Because the last thing you want to ask a farmer to do is leave the farm to go to a session. Mm-hmm. So these can be virtual. And the other thing that they found is, I think she said once a month, they will get together online and just talk. They'll have one farmer that maybe has been in kind of the conversations a little longer act as
a moderator
to get things started.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and you decide what's going to be discussed. Now, farmer to farmer, that's where the groove, that's where the magic really happens, getting them to do that. And the Farmer Wellness Hotline is 888-901-2558. 888-901-2558. And that's a 24/7 gig. Now, it's not that Jess is propping your eyelids open with toothpicks to be there, but we've got an arrangement with Iowa, for example, Minnesota, they've got similar services. So if
somebody's going to pick up,
somebody's going to pick up on it. So those are the two main ones that I know that I am confident about, that I feel good referencing others. Now, there's many other groups that we are fortunate to have around. Somebody in Sauk County lived through a husband's suicide, had farmed all his life, had challenges with depression all his life, finally took his life. And the church community in the Sauk County community stepped in and said, hey, we got to do this. These are our neighbors. So they have the Farmer Angel Network.
We had them on the show.
Yeah. And I'm just, those people are so wonderful and how it is morphed into so much more. And again, that's a farmer to farmer, completely confidential always, farmer to farmer kind of conversation that happens. They just got done with a series of spring meetings to try to get everybody feeling better as they went to the fields. Because as you alluded to at the outset, Jane, the unfortunate part about the audience that I love is they rank near the top in the nation of suicide victims. Farming is not only one of the most dangerous occupations still, even with technology, it is also, unfortunately, one of the number one suicide categories. And it's because it's still largely dominated by men.
Yep.
Men don't talk. Men don't share. Men are super steel. And then and on the farm, we've got guns. We've got heavy machinery. We've got all kinds of ways that we can make it look like an accident if we want. And that's what I hear from insurance agents is when somebody calls them and says, I want to know about my life insurance policy. Red flag.
Yeah.
Red flag. Why are you asking this? And they will do some triage to see what's going on and ask maybe the question, are you thinking about suicide? And that's a trigger because, you know, what they're trying to do is make sure that I'm going to make it look like an accident and set up the farm. So these are the conversations.
If you're just joining us, Pam Yonke is our guest. She is the fabulous farm babe. You can hear her reports and her colleagues' reports across Civic Media. And we're talking about mental health, especially May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and especially about Wisconsin farmers. We will include those numbers that you gave us, Pam, mm-hmm. in our show notes. Greg will make sure that they're in our show notes. All I can think, too, is one of the groups that you mentioned, farmer to farmer, having farmer to farmer conversations has really got to be the way to go.
Oh, you definitely see response. And it also helps regardless of demographics. Let's recognize that Wisconsin farmers, although not as old as the national average, let's say the average Wisconsin farm is, you know, mid-50s, but you may have young farmers that are in a different situation. They've got a growing family or they're dealing with the stress of that transition. Mom and dad don't want to get out of the way, but I want to farm. To be able to have different groups dealing with different items or circulating through different items and in a non-judgmental way, talking with each other, that has turned out, as according to Jess Beauchamp, turned out to be very, very valuable to them. And they seem to work. And like I said, they can do it on their time. If Jess wants to go to bed, for example, they can have a conversation after chores are done at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's got to make all the difference, really. Yeah. And what you mentioned, Pam, about that is in all of the years I've been doing this and in all the storm reporting that I've done over the years, I never once thought about somebody's barn getting destroyed. And what if you milked in that barn? And what do you do with those cows that still have to get milked? They don't care there was a storm.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and also, well, oh, go on, Pam, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, I know that many people have seen the news reports and that the very emotional. I mean, listen, whether you want to believe it or not, if she's got a name or a number, I know that cow.
Yeah.
If I have to euthanize that cow, that is a mentally, oh, you think it's bad losing your dog or cat? People. I've spent half a generation trying to bring this cow into my herd. And just watching the animals, I think, is probably the most difficult for any dairy farmer to handle. And like I said, this is just the beginning of their path to recovery. And it ain't going to happen overnight. And the casseroles are going to disappear, and they're still going to have to be figuring out what next to get those cows home.
Reach out for help. Help is available. Please don't keep it to yourself. Find someone to talk to. Check our show notes. civicmedia.us. Go to shows, click on Matt Nair on Air. Everything will be right there. We're going to continue our conversation with Pam Yonke on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Give us a call, send in a text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, Audio Sorbet, we are going to talk about our state parks and which one is your favorite. And then we're going to share some of the best, worst state park reviews. They're hilarious.
They're wonderful.
They are hilarious. Too much grass. Too much. It was a great state park. Too much grass. I don't understand the grass. So that's all coming up after 10:30. Right now, though, Pam Yonke is here. She is the fabulous farm babe. And you hear her reports across civic media. And we had a text come in specifically for you, my friend.
Yes, Carol from Waukesha, listening to WAUK, says, please let Pam know what a treasure she is. She is an amazing advocate for farmers and agriculture as well as a tremendous educator for those of us unfamiliar with the issues farmers face. Now, I'm glad Carol said that because that leads me into my question of guidance. Now, I suggest everyone listen to the Midwest Farm Report every morning from 5 to 6 right here on Civic Media, whether it's Pam Yonke, Stephanie Hoff, or Ben Jarbo talking about the things that are important about farmers. But, you know, Pam, I didn't grow up in the farm. I grew up in the suburbs. I don't have farmers in my family. Where would people go to get just your basic information besides your show on what's going on our farms in Wisconsin and what is going on with our farmers themselves, just so we're, you know, more educated and understand? Because a lot of people think farms, that's way out in the country. No, it's 10 minutes west of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially in Wisconsin. Yeah, you're right. In fact, we were kind of talking about that. I was with a young man that's 21 and same background, zip on agriculture. And I walked him through and I said, you know, literally Wisconsin is still very fortunate that you don't have to drive very far before you find your first farm. It may look different. It may be more of a vegetable or produce, but they're there. And I kind of speak to all of them. You know, like I said, I kind of make sure I'm very careful about what I advise people to tap into because there's so much out there.
Right.
So I always encourage you, please, Midwest Farm Report on all the platforms on our website, because at least I know that's a vetted source and what you get is going to be verified. There's a lot of social media streams. I like to watch what's happening with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, Wisconsin Farmers Union. If you're an issues-driven person, if you're curious, I see some people had asked about state legislature doing some things. That would be the best place to kind of walk along there. I routinely talk to Senator Pat Teston, who's the current chair of the Senate Agriculture and Revenue Committee. Then we've got Howard Markline, who's joined finance but comes from farming. So some of those individuals may post things on occasion. The National Association of Farm Broadcasters does a good job of trying to get stuff out, too. One site that I really think for just tidbits that will get you thinking, Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom. Now, it's designed for school kids, but I don't want to condescend to the audience, but given the lack of understanding a lot of folks or exposure people may have had to agriculture, those little tidbits might be thought starters that you never imagined.
It's a great place to start. Yeah.
Just look for Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom, and it will give you little pieces of information on all of Wisconsin agriculture. Mm-hmm. My background is in dairy, but think about cranberries and ginseng and things that you would have to travel to see if you wanted to see. And the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program does it really wonderfully. The other thing I like about it is they've got hands-on learning. It's designed for teachers. And what they do is they give teachers lesson plans that can also include teaching kids how to make butter, teaching kids how to do in the classroom cheese making in a Ziploc. I mean, just if you think as an adult going through the process and, oh, yeah, I never thought about salt or I never thought about this or I never thought about a flavor, it does help you kind of get connected, if you will.
Yeah.
So those are some sources.
And I want to remind everybody, too, that, you know, speaking of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, we have Derek Von Ruden. Darren.
We do this all the time. We screw up his name all the time.
Darren Von Ruden, who is the president on the first Wednesday of every month, to be on the show to talk about those issue-driven ideas and those notions that are affecting farmers. And also, Pat Kreitlow has Hans Breitenmoser on as well. Yep. So there are plenty of resources, but this is great, Pam. And I'll go through some of those and I will get them linked in the show notes so people can. And I don't think it's condescending at all to tell people, hey, if you don't know anything, start where the kids start, at the beginning.
Yeah, and educate yourself. That's a great idea.
Well, and like I said, they're short because if you're not in it, your attention span to it isn't going to be all that great to begin with. And like I said, in this day and time, there is so much content out there, but it's generally like if you go to social media, somebody's got a point they're trying to make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always want to make sure that I'm providing you just a whole lot of options, but verified options that are news-driven, fact-driven, so that you can make your own decisions. And like I said, Ag in the Classroom, start with the tidbits. Start with the little bits that you can share with somebody else at the water cooler, as they used to say.
Now I want to make cheese in here. Now I want to make Matt and Aaron air cheese.
You guys want to make cheese in a bag?
There you go.
We're going to check that out. We're going to start there. We're going to make cheese.
That sounds like a real Gouda idea.
Oh, I like that. Bam Yankee is the fabulous farm babe. So good to see you. Thank you so very much, my friend. Take care. We'll have you back on in a few. Good to see you. News is coming up next, and then when we return, let's love on our Wisconsin state parks. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-SIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have baseball coming up a little bit later on today. Our broadcast starts at 6:05. The crew hosting the Orioles. You can catch the game tonight on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The crew hosting the Orioles tonight. Our broadcast starts at 6:05. Go crew.
Yeah.
Saw this article and thought it would be an opportunity for us to love on our state parks. This from the Wisconsin Public Radio, Joel Patenaude with the byline, much loved and underfunded. Wisconsin state parks celebrate 125 years thanks to revenue sharing and volunteers. That's essentially what keeps our parks open.
Yes.
We have 50 state parks. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite state park in Wisconsin? 855-752-4842. Your favorite state park in Wisconsin. Which one is it? We want to know. What do you love to do there? What's so great about it? And then we're going to share some of the best, worst reviews.
It's amazing.
Of
They're
Wisconsin
so fun.
State parks. Do you have a favorite?
I am not going to lie. I don't have a ton of exposure to Wisconsin state parks, but I always love Devil's Lake Park. It's just beautiful. There's a lot of walk.
It's unique too.
It's very, very unique. It's sought after. People go there all the time. And it's just a cool place to go and relax and hang out. I mean, like all good parks. I mean, all parks are wonderful, but Devil's Lake is just, I have to go back there.
855-752-4842. What is your favorite state park in Wisconsin? 855-75-CIVIC. I think about all the ones around Bayfield, the Apostle Islands. I mean, the Apostle Islands State Park.
Yeah.
That whole area is kind of like one big park.
Bayfield is just, I mean, I would love to get up there and just spend some time.
You would love Bayfield.
I want to really visit northwestern Wisconsin because the stories I hear, and I know Tony is up in Ashland, and it's just...
We're so beautiful.
Yeah.
We are blessed with unbelievable nature here.
Yeah.
We really are.
We're very, very
in Wisconsin. And depending upon where you go around the state, you get something a little bit different all over the place.
Absolutely.
855-752-4842. What is your favorite Wisconsin state park? I have friends who would always go to Copper Falls.
Ooh.
Or the Flowage. The Flowage.
Welcome to the Flowage.
Well, as it could be a movie.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Flowage. Casper in Madison texting in Peninsula State Park. Absolutely gorgeous. The best sunset in the entire state.
Well, then.
That's pretty high praise.
Jess in Dane County listening in WAUK. Thank you for listening, Jesse. Amicon Falls. You can swim in on and around waterfalls.
Okay. I've never heard of this.
Sign me up. I'm looking it up right now because I just love the idea of like wading into water.
Waterfalls.
And then there's waterfalls around.
Amicon Falls.
Amicon?
A-M-N-I-C-O-N.
Right there. Okay. Let's
Amicon Falls. Greg's doing a search for that, Jesse. I like that one. Sarah in Green Bay, Governor Thompson and Governor Earl Peshtigo River area. Tons to do there. Fish, swim, go on the Marinette County waterfall tour.
I mean, Peshtigo is gorgeous, gorgeous area. It's wonderful, wonderful. I mean, there's just, it's so relaxing in Peshtigo.
Did we find Amicon?
Amicon is right smack almost at the top of Wisconsin. It's like, you could look over and be like, hey, what's up, Minnesota? You're right there. It's west of Ashland and Ironwood.
Okay.
And I mean, it's
that's kind of on the way to Bayfield.
Yeah,
sort of.
It's those places where you're like, it's around Rock Mountain, Cutter, and you're like, I've never heard of any of these places. I'm trying to find Ashland, of course, is going to be the closest thing I've heard of, but yeah, it is almost at the Wisconsin Minnesota boundary waters.
Ooh, I bet it's so beautiful.
I bet you Jane. Just think of this right now for a moment. You're in Amicon Falls State Park.
Yeah.
You're camping.
Yeah.
And you're looking up at the sky.
At the billions of stars.
Exactly. I love space.
855-752-4842. Wisconsin State Parks celebrating 125 years. Which is your favorite state park? Where do you go every year? Can't miss out.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Gotta maybe a camp, maybe a glamp. I would glamp.
I would totally glamp. I feel like if I camped, Jane, I would just be like, why am I always moist when I'm camping? I'm always just wet. I'm always just like,
I feel damp.
Yes, that's a perfect word. I'm just constantly damp when I'm
molding?
Camping. Yeah.
855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Somebody else stole my thunder, but our family has family picnics at Amicon Falls, and it's a wonderful place. You can hike, you can bike, the kids go down by the falls while the adults get a chance to visit. And we even had one of our little bit older, in his 30s, possibly 40s, out panning for gold last year at Amicon Falls. And he found a couple of little small bits of gold.
Really?
Yes. So we always enjoy Amicon Falls and miss our dad who loved to go there.
Oh, that's awesome, Ollie. Hey, that's high praise for Amicon Falls. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Ollie. Thank you for listening.
I looked it up. It's about 6 hours away from where I live, so maybe just get you.
Road trip.
Maybe a Civic Media road trip here. Cassandra on the live stream says, I grew up to going to Devil's Lake because it was only 20 minutes away. I've grown to love High Cliff State Park outside of Appleton. There's another one. I mean, I'm just going to hear about parks I've never heard of. And then Alicia on the live stream says, I used to live down the road from 12-foot falls.
Ooh.
There you go.
Awesome. We have Shishu also in the live stream. I love going to Huffman Hills in the spring for the beautiful ponds And in the fall, to climb the tower, you can see colors for miles.
That's amazing. Oh, can you imagine that in fall?
Oh, it must be so beautiful. Gosh. Favorite state parks. We're loving on our state parks, celebrating 125 years. No thanks to the government. 855-75-CIVIC. Where's your favorite place in Wisconsin? Cindy from Appleton checking in. Good morning, Cindy. What do you think about best state parks?
Well, the best one for me is High Cliff State Park because it's close to home and it's part of the Niagara Escarpment and has a lot of history.
Nice.
Lovely.
And I think it's just a shame that the so-called conservatives who are supposed to be conserving have decided that our state parks are not worth funding anymore. And I just think shame, shame, shame on them.
Well, and thank goodness for all the volunteers, Cindy, because even in this article, it essentially says revenue sharing and volunteers are what have managed to keep our state parks open. And we have 50 state parks in Wisconsin. So thank God for volunteers. If you're looking for something to do, you can volunteer at a Wisconsin state park. I'm sure they're looking for you. Thank you, Cindy, for checking in. I appreciate that.
You know what, Jane? I have some worst park reviews here for you.
We have the best of the worst.
The best of the worst.
The best of the worst park reviews. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, this was an article. We've covered this before. We could not, of course, get through all of them, but this was an article written by, I believe, hold on, my mouse is failing
Drew
me.
Drew Dawson.
Thank you. Drew Dawson was the writer of this wonderful article, and he scoured the internet for the best worst reviews of Wisconsin state parks. And I'm going to start right at, you know, I mentioned it earlier, Devil's Lake State Park. Quote, this is a review left on their website, so you can check it out yourself. I'm not making this up.
Yep.
Quote, I have never paid money to see rocks. Was disappointing. They wanted $16 for a day pass.
Well,
what do you expect?
That's what makes Devil's Lake so unique is the rock formations. They do rock climbing out there.
This is a great review. I love this one. It's also about Devil's Lake State Park. Usual state park, nothing really to set it apart from the rest. Lake, camping, that's about it.
But what are you looking for?
Did you want a dance and dinner? Did you want some theater too? Ooh, Brigadoons on stage.
Best of the worst reviews of Wisconsin State Parks, yeah. 855-752-4842. Also about Devil's Lake. I would not recommend this park to anyone who wants to enjoy the outdoors peacefully. Leave this park to the drunks and inconsiderate rubes or camp in the winter. It does get really populated out there. Oh, Devil's Lake is one of the most popular.
Yeah.
But the cell signal is terrible.
Yeah.
You're at a state park.
Well, Jane, I need to make phone calls and or look at TikTok, so I need more cell towers in my state park.
What is your favorite state park in Wisconsin? 855-752-4842. Bob from Madison is on the line. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. I'm a big fan of the state parks. My wife and I like to travel a lot, and in that part of the state around Amicon, there's also Patterson State Park, which is a very pretty park. And a quick fun fact on that park is that Big Manitou Falls, it's the fourth largest waterfall east of the Mississippi, and it's only 6 inches shorter than Niagara Falls.
Really?
So, little fun fact, yeah. And a great park up there also is Copper Falls State Park, which they have this beautiful trail that you could walk. You don't have to be, you know, incredibly, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Hiker.
Right.
But it's, any level of, you know, outdoorsiness will get you around this beautiful trail around a couple of waterfalls and a few rapids. So there's just beautiful parks everywhere.
Really appreciate that, Bob. I want you to hear this. These are the best of the worst reviews of Wisconsin state parks. And my sister and I were at Copper Park Falls a couple of years ago. It's gorgeous. Here is what they had to say about Copper Falls. The forest management of this park is horrible. How hard to see around all the overgrowth. Typical overemphasis on letting nature just take over. Hoping someone can get into the system and change this culture of just letting nature be nature.
and this next one for Copper Falls is more of a you problem than a them problem. The darn directions took us to Pierre, South Dakota. This park is in Wisconsin. What? Never trusting Google Maps ever again. By the way, yes, Google Maps still thinks this place is in Pierre, South Dakota. Maybe you should review Google Maps and not the state park.
Governor Dodge State Park. Again, these are the best of the worst reviews of Wisconsin State Park. Governor Dodge State Park. The raccoons are fearless and numerous. Meh. And this has got to be the best of the worst. Two all caps.
Yeah.
Two all and exclamation point there at the end of every word.
Yeah.
Too much grass. Get rid of it.
Noted. Bob also mentioned Pattison State Park. They had some reviews as well. Quote, don't bother if you have a dog. I've never seen so many no dog allowed signs before.
Well, you want to check that before you take the dog to the park.
Yeah.
Maybe do that ahead of time.
Yeah. And this is the best one. Mirror Lake State Park before we go. Quote, just go to Devil's Lake.
Okay. All right. Too much grass. Get my grass out of my state parks. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
More cell towers.
Coming up next, this shouldn't be a thing. Muling It Over edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a couple more comments I wanted to share. We were talking about, let's love on our state parks. Absolutely. Wisconsin State Parks celebrating 125 years. So we were taking your favorite state parks to check out. Kirk from Eau Claire says, Perro State Park in Trempealeau, hiking goat trails on the face of the bluffs. You can see the Mississippi River for miles. Bob from Richland Center listening on WRCE. I don't have a favorite state park. They're all great, but I do want to thank our forefathers for their foresight, setting these natural treasures aside for everyone to enjoy.
Yep.
As of today.
It's almost like they thought they were important to protect, Jane.
Liz from Saukville, Kohler Andre State Park. Mm-hmm. We took a trip there as kids in grade school. The beautiful lake, the dunes, bird and wildflower walks, stargazing, and so much more. Lori in Hayward, Ollie forgot to mention the wonderful pavilion in Amicon Falls Park. Dozens of picnic tables, covered shelter, electricity, a perfect place for family picnics. And the kids can swim right by the falls.
Nice.
That sounds great. It is 10:54, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And as always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. Calvin found this one. The headline reads, Burrow Racing wins over runners in backcountry ode to mining history. They're racing donkeys.
Okay.
All essentially.
Right. Yeah, all right.
This is from Morgan Lee in the Associated Press. Cerrillos, New Mexico. Backcountry runners are embracing the physical and emotional challenge of racing with pack burros that don't always move at their pace. This race honoring the Old West.
It just sounds like you want to run with donkeys.
You have to pull a donkey. Essentially, the burros must carry a saddle, a pick, and a pan, and a shovel in homage to the old mining days. And then they are led by these miners. They have to sprint with their burros to the finish line. 70 teams competed. 70.
All I'm going to say is poor donkeys. Because this didn't have to happen. There was no...
the boroughs weren't calling for this.
No, not at all. And it just seems like someone said, hey, you know what we should do to recognize and honor the old ways?
The old West.
Let's just do something that gives us a reason to party, get drunk, and be a quote-unquote contest.
Are we sure this didn't happen in Milwaukee?
Is this our running of the bulls?
It's the running of the burros.
Oh, God. We just are not what God intended.
Marvin Sandoval of Leadville, Colorado, and his mini burro named Buttercup finished first on Saturday, completing the course in just over 49 minutes. Hundreds of cheering spectators lined the street, with his nearest competitors not even in sight. He says the secret to his success, he calls Buttercup, she's like a unicorn. She wants to be out front. A burro race can devolve into a contest of wills when they decide they don't want to do that.
Oh, I just want to see all of them not want to do that. Them all just sit there going, no.
Experienced racers say that doesn't mean their donkeys are being stubborn. They are smart and naturally curious. If something scares them and it makes them nervous, they're just going to stop and check it out.
Yeah.
Healthy donkeys typically live 40 years or more, and they're supposed to be from, and I follow some people who have rescue farms where they've taken in donkeys and burros, and they are supposed to be the sweetest animals.
I just want to pet
one. The sweetest, sweetest animals. Burro racing emerged shortly after World War II in depopulated Colorado mining towns. It is now an official state heritage sport, with the marquee races in Leadville, Buena Vista, and Fair Play, blending county fair cheer and athleticism.
No. Nope.
You're running. You're pulling the donkey.
I'll tell you what. We'll call this athleticism when you, the human, are pulling a donkey in a cart. That's athleticism. Until then, you are literally just sitting there going, go, and
come on,
enjoying.
Come on.
I have turned into old man Bach on this one. I do not like this. I think it's a no. Forget it. Hey, you want to celebrate the old days? Go to a museum. Read a book.
You can do that too.
Don't need to ride a donkey.
Leave the burros alone.
Yes.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, he is back from his vacation. Pat Kreitlow will be joining us after the 9:30 news. I hope you can join us for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, all of our engineers, and everyone at Civic Media. Without all of you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, Todd Alva 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn 4 to 6, Pete Schwaba and Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.